Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a fun, informative, and accessible technology show. But wait, I said accessible for a reason. So don't touch that dial if you're not the most tech-savvy person on the block. In fact, while we welcome those who love and embrace technology, this show is primarily for those who are interested but intimidated by it. We aim to discuss everything in plain English so anyone can follow along, even if they're still using a Commodore 64 computer from the 80s. Okay, that might be pushing it, but you get where I'm going. Popular topics on Tech Talk include computers, great websites, high-definition televisions, stereo systems, mobile phones, portable music players, camcorders, GPS units, and digital cameras. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. Well, today on Tech Talk, it's all about personal security. No, not home alarm systems or carrying pepper spray in your purse, but the alarming fact that most of us who use computers and surf the internet are not using security software to prevent us from nasty viruses that can damage your computer, or more importantly, your potentially irreplaceable files like your work documents, your once-in-a-lifetime photos, digitized financial records, and so on. Or for those who do use security software, like antivirus programs, they're not updating them when they should, therefore leaving the PC susceptible to the latest threats in cyberspace. So, to answer all of your questions about protecting your computer and the files that reside on them, including why you need to update it, which program is for you, and what to do if you do get a virus, we're honored to have two savvy guests this hour. We've got Lynn Hargrove from Symantec, the world's leading computer security experts and the maker of Norton Antivirus, of course. And joining Lynn is Paul Sazdoff from the Geek Squad, the 24-hour computer support task force people. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's now afternoon officially, 10 minutes after 12. So, hey, good news for our listeners. We have a ton of Symantec security software to give away today, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But to get some free advice on how to best protect your computer, give us a call to talk to Lynn or Paul. The numbers to call in are 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB, or Star Talk, that's Star 8255. It's a free call on your cell phone. And don't forget, there are no dumb questions on this show. Chances are, if you've got a question on your mind and you think that it's going to make you sound like a novice, a Luddite, don't worry. Chances are, if you've thought of this question, somebody else has as well. But the difference is you're going to have your question answered and potentially win some great software, too. Speaking of which, we've got a few giveaways today. Here's what we're going to do. The first caller is going to win a copy of Norton Antivirus 2008. It is the award-winning program that has built-in anti-spyware as well. We will talk this hour about what spyware is, or malware. Probably heard of it. You might not know what it is. So we're going to give away this to the first caller who gets on the air. Norton Antivirus 2008 with a year's worth of upgrades. Now, the last caller before 12:30 is going to win Norton Internet Security 2008, which has Norton Antivirus and anti-spyware and a bunch of other pieces of software, including a firewall. We will also talk with Paul about what a firewall does. The last caller of the day is also going to win Norton Internet Security 2008. Tell me if you've got a Windows or Mac, by the way, because we have a different piece of software for each, courtesy of Lynn Hargrove from Symantec. And, we're going to take a short little sort of twist in the middle here. About 12:30 or so, we're going to shift gears for a few minutes and talk about accounting software for about 5 minutes or so. Specifically, we'll be chatting on the line with Jennifer from Simply Accounting and why small businesses and self-employed folks rely on accounting software. And we will give away a copy of Simply Accounting 2008 as well by Sage Software. So a lot of giveaways today. Yes, it's only March, but it'll feel like Christmas. And we encourage you to call in. All right, that was cheesy. What can I say? Well, we encourage you to call in with your questions about protecting your PC, how to do it in 2008, because, you know, it's not just about viruses anymore. You need to know what the threats are out there and how to best protect your PC, even if you're not techno-literate. We're going to teach you how to do it. Or if you need the services of a company like Geek Squad, you've seen those little beetles around town with the Geek Squad on it. My guest Paul has a badge on his belt that says Geek Squad
Special agent.
If you don't want to install this or maintain it, we will talk with Paul about how they can help. Again, the numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 CFRB are 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area, or just punch in 8255 on your cell phone. That's star talk on your cell phone. And we will get to your questions or comments on the air for Lynn Hargrove from Semantic or Paul Sazdoff from the Geek Squad. All right. So while we're waiting for the lines to light up, Lynn, I'll ask you first. We hear all the time, and maybe that's why we turn our ears off a little bit. We keep hearing all the time about how nasty it is out there on the internet and why we need to protect our PC. But not a lot of us are doing it. In fact, I believe there's a recent study, Lynn, commissioned by Semantic, that found that not enough Canadians are protecting their computer. So why do we need to protect our PC, and what are some of the threats out there?
Well, there's so many reasons why you need to protect your PC. And we just did a survey, actually, and 95% of the targeted attacks that are happening are towards the home user. And the reason that is because there's folks out there that want to steal your identity. Identity theft is massive. And what that is those emails you might be getting that say, we're going to close your PayPal account, we're going to close your bank account, we need to update your bank account, it's limited time, it's a bit scary.
Yeah, it looks legit. And
absolutely.
Then it asks you to click on a link that takes you to a spoof website.
Absolutely. And that's identity theft, and that is scary. And we just went out and took a look and said, okay, identity theft, what are these folks doing with it? You can buy somebody's complete identity online for under $20 on the internet right now.
Wow, that's pretty alarming.
It's criminal activity, and they're out phishing for everyone's identity. Mm-hmm.
Now, phishing is what I was going to ask you about. That's phishing with a PH, not with an F. And that is another word for the attempts to steal your identity. Is that right?
Exactly. That's those annoying emails that, you click on. And rightly so, because they look so legitimate.
Yeah, I just got one from CIBC, which is the institution I bank at. And it looked so real that said, dear customer, we found, we need to. And me, Mr. Tech Guy, almost clicked on it and started filling out info. And I didn't. Now, but it took me a second. It almost got me to at least click on the link. But then I would have never put in my info after that.
Right. So that's an emerging threat. And the interesting thing is that, transaction security or protecting your identity as it goes out on the internet is so important. And software out there is now being created to do that. For example, some of the software that would be in Norton Internet Security has transaction security in it, which basically encrypts or hides all your personal information. The other thing that we have is when you click on that website that you think is, CIBC, TD, your bank, your PayPal account, whatever, we'll go out and we'll look and we'll make sure that that's a legitimate site and not a known fraudulent website.
So Norton Anti-Phishing is included in the Internet Security Package 2008 that we're giving away two times this hour to the last caller before 12:30 and the last caller before the day. We will talk a bit more about phishing attacks. Before we take our first break, though, Paul from Geek Squad, I wanted to ask you, when you go to people's homes and you look at their computer, are you sometimes surprised that they don't even have antivirus, let alone update it?
Oh, yeah. Most of them don't. And the ones that have, some of them have the antivirus protection installed, but it's either not up to date,
right,
or it's turned off just because it's preventing them from doing something else with the computer. So
right. And it can get annoying. I know people who turn off the you need to update your antivirus warning because it's annoying, that little window. So they just drag it to the bottom or they close it. And without updating it, you're not protecting yourself from the latest threats. It might have protected you from the threats, in 2006. But now that we're in the spring almost of 2008, wishful thinking, that there's a whole new crop of threats out there that if you don't update your software, you're not going to be protected against. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to go right to the lines, start giving away some software, and you can have your questions answered by Lynn Hargrove from Semantic and Paul Sazdoff from Geek Squad. And hey, we're going to also talk about accounting software if you're a small business owner in about 20 minutes or so. Stick with us. But right now, the time is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Tech Talk, where geek meets chic. Speaking of geek, we've got Paul from the Geek Squad here and Lynn from Semantic answering your questions about protecting your computer. Welcome back to the show, guys. We are going to give away some great software as well, so give us a call. And, we're giving away so much, the chances are you're going to win something. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255 on your cell phone. First caller is going to win Norton Antivirus 2008 with anti-spyware. Last caller before 12:30 is going to win Norton Internet Security 2008, a suite of products which includes antivirus. And the last caller of this show, just before 1 p.m., is also going to win Norton Internet Security 2008. And we've got more, too. So let's hear from you. Let's start with Dean in East York. Dean, thanks for hanging on.
Good afternoon, one and all. I've got a question about the Norton antivirus and the security suite and such. I just got a laptop, and it's running Windows Vista. And, I mean, Vista itself is very processor and memory intensive. Now, with this security suite, which I understand is pretty close to being bulletproof, it protects you from everything, but if there's so much stuff going on in the background, checking this and checking that, are you going to notice a slowdown with just your computing or your computer power?
Yeah, good question. Lynn?
It's an excellent question, and certainly in 2008, we've re-engineered the product so they load faster, they take less system resources. And certainly things like, you know, if you're running a backup with Norton 360, we are only backing up the new files. So the software is smart enough to know that that's something new. And it's also smart enough to know we're looking at the payload of your PC. So you get up in the middle of the night and we're running a backup and you decide to go on and do some gaming or whatever, we're going to stop what we're doing so we don't interfere with your processing speed. So we definitely heard that a few years ago. You know, everyone was concerned about PC speed, and we just took a lot of steps to to make it much, much faster. So great question.
Yeah, and it's a trade-off, too, because you want that real-time protection. You know, when I get an email, and I use Norton Antivirus 2008, when I get an email, it pops up right away saying, hey, you just got an email, we're going to delete it for you. I want that real-time protection instead of, you know, scanning at the end of the day where the damage may have already been done.
Absolutely.
So, but it's good to see that they've increased their speed, so it's less taxing on your system resources. So you should just feel like it's not there and it's protecting you at the same time. Kind of like a home security alarm, which is great. All right, let's go to, oh, and by the way, did I hang up on him? Oh, no. If you call back, I got that Norton Antivirus 2008 for you. I did hang up on him. I'm sorry. Hopefully he'll call back. I'm going to put that aside, and hopefully we'll hear back from him, and we'll remember that we... Was it Norm? Is it? So we'll give it to him. Dean, thank you. All right, let's go to Barris in Brampton. Hi, Barris. Welcome
Hi,
to the show.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Now, I have a nagging problem with my computer. I have antivirus software on it. It's the Bell software, because for some reason Norton doesn't seem to be very compatible with Simpatico. Anyway, I do a scan every morning, and yet several times during the day I will get a message that a virus has been found, and the regular antivirus software doesn't seem to be able to get rid of it.
Paul? You know what I'm thinking this might be, Paul? Is sometimes we have spyware, which we can talk about, that gives you a fake pop-up window that says, oh, we found a virus, click here to solve it, and then it takes you to a site where you have to buy something.
Doesn't happen in this case.
Okay, all right. So
you
Paul,
know, I tried to delete it, but for some reason... It doesn't.
Paul, what do you think?
Well, some antivirus programs are better than others, of course. And not every antivirus program out there will clean the computer once you have the infection in. So what I would recommend is getting somebody that's knowledgeable enough to go ahead and clean the computer first. Mm-hmm. And I would certainly install a better program at that point. I'm not saying that Bell's software is not good, but it depends on what you use the computer for. It may not be the best solution for yourself. So
yeah, and I resorted to this just because when I had my Nortons installed, I just couldn't take advantage of several of the Simpatico services.
And it's a good point, because a lot of people do when they sign up for to an ISP, like a Rogers or a Bell, they often get software thrown in. Sometimes it is semantic. Other times you're encouraged to purchase it on your own. And usually it's about, what, $30 a year, Lynn?
Yeah.
For real-time protection for 12 months. Okay. Paul, just before we go to the next caller, what are we looking at roughly for cost for a Geek Squad visit?
Well, it all depends. If it's just a virus, then you're looking at about $149. But usually when we find a virus, we find like a ton of spyware and adware, malware, and all that. So we try and combine a couple of services together. So if it takes more than an hour or so to clean the computer, then it'll probably be about $249.
Okay. And geeksquad.com is where they can read
geeksquad.
All of it.
Okay. And, geeksquad.ca. And we also guarantee the service for 30 days, only if the customer purchases antivirus protection afterwards, because chances are, mm-hmm. if they got a virus and they don't install anything afterwards, they'll get it again. So,
okay, good point. Now, quickly, we're going to go to Al in Toronto. We're going to give you this Norton Internet Security 2008. Congratulations, Al.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, congratulations. You've got Norton Internet Security 2008. Bad news, however, is that we have to really quickly answer your question here.
Okay, I'm not as online literate as my wife and kids. I've got a master and a slave computer hooked up and like this, one in the basement for my kids, and the one that we use is upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I bought a Norton package last year, which basically, I think, was three disks. Now, they don't keep... I've had two crashes before I got that. That's why I got it, because I'm tired of my wife calling her cousins and other people that basically do this update and the rest of that stuff
right.
for me and fix it all up. So I was thinking to buy a new Norton, which I guess I don't have to now. Mm-hmm. You solved that for me. But the three disks that...
Yes, I'm sorry. I got to put you on hold. You can email me techtalk@cfrb.com for a more thorough answer. But Lynn, you're not sure which one has three disks in it, which package?
Well, the Norton Internet Security comes with a three-user license, so you can use it for three PCs in your home.
Okay. And the one that he just won does that.
Absolutely.
So you're good to go, Al. Great. We got to take a short break. It's 12:28. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger, formerly MSN Messenger. So welcome back to the show. We're going to take a little detour from our chat about protecting your computer from viruses and spyware and other, you know, nasty threats out there, including those who are trying to steal your identity. And we're going to shift gears for a bit and talk with Jennifer Arwa from Sage Software about accounting, Simply Accounting, the makers of Simply Accounting. We're going to chat with Jennifer now. I'm going to chat with her for about 5 minutes about who the software is for exactly and how it stacks up against the competition. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us. You're in BC.
I am.
Okay. I hope it's a little warmer than it is here.
It's sunny.
Oh, don't rub it in. All right. So we're talking about Simply Accounting software. This is a popular piece of software for those who are, I guess, self-employed or run a small business, but perhaps you can elaborate a bit more as to, you know, who this is for exactly, and why should you be doing your accounting yourself?
Well, there are many types of businesses that use our software. We have customers, everything from retail stores to dentists to landscaping, construction, manufacturing. If you name the business, we likely have someone in that industry using our product. I think accounting software is really important. Obviously, being a technology show, hopefully your listeners are understanding the real value of technology. And I think probably two of the main benefits of using accounting software are maximizing reporting and efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of advancements in technology and innovation over the years, and that includes accounting software. And it saves a lot of time, which saves a lot of money, and gives you some great reports. I've done mm-hmm. both bookkeeping manually and on accounting software, and accounting software is very nice.
Yeah, and it's also nice to import last year's information, which can really speed up, you know, the current year. For someone like me, I'm a freelance journalist, and I host some TV and radio shows on the side and all that, but I don't have any employees. I still use Simply Accounting, by the way, just to manage my own company. But what about those who do have employees, like a small business? Does this have payroll services included?
Absolutely. Our product line starts with a product entrepreneur, which runs around $50, and that is for a company that doesn't have any employees. And we run right up to an enterprise product where we can have 10 concurrent users that are using the software at the same time.
Okay.
And you can have payroll. We've got advanced inventory. We've got budgeting. So you can start with a relatively simple product that you don't mm-hmm. have to have the payroll, and you can go right up to I know of some companies that have hundreds of employees that are using the software. So
now, aside from the fact that it's Canadian made, which I think is important, what other advantages does Simply Accounting offer compared to other accounting packages?
Well, I do love the Canadian made. It's made, you know, built in Canada, supported in Canada. I think that's really important. When you call our tech support, you do get someone mm-hmm. in Canada, which is good.
I know you can calculate and track GST and PST and all that, which you obviously can't do with US-based software.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that what's really important is not only do we have an amazing tech support team in-house, but we also have almost 10,000 independent business partners across Canada that support our product. So technology is fantastic, but if you don't have an equally fantastic team to back it up, it's tough to stand behind mm-hmm. it. We do have that team, both internally and externally. So you've got lots of support, which is excellent. So I think that's really important. You can find someone in your area that can actually come over to your location and help you get set up or help you with any challenges that you might
okay.
have.
Okay. Excellent. Now, we're giving away, just to wrap up, Jennifer, we're going to give away a copy of Simply Accounting 2008 to the next caller. How much does this retail for?
The Simply Accounting 2008 that you're giving away retails, that starts about $149.
Okay, $149. Great. Nice little giveaway. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
No problem.
Appreciate your time. Have a nice
Thanks
Sunday.
For having me.
Thanks. It's a little bit early there on. In Vancouver, that's Jennifer Warawa from Sage Software, the makers of Simply Accounting. If you have any follow-up questions, by the way, feel free to shoot them over my way, techtalk@cfrb.com. And if you have accounting-specific questions about their software, I can forward it on to Jennifer to have those questions answered. But let's go back to our key topic for this show. Tech Talk today is all about protecting your computer from the ills of the internet. And if you're not savvy enough to do it yourself, even with a software that is very easy to use, like Norton products from Symantec, we also have Paul Sastoff here from Geek Squad, the 24-hour computer support task force people. Welcome back to the show, Lynn and Paul. We're good?
We're good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give away some software to the next person who gets on the air, and that would be Marcel from North York. Marcel's going to get Simply Accounting by Sage. Congratulations, Marcel.
All right. Thanks very much.
Great. You have a question about security.
Actually, a comment. The best advice I've ever been given was from the service man that takes care of our computers.
Mm-hmm.
Some time ago, years ago, he actually said, get a second system, the one that you're using for your business, keep offline only when you have to update. And that's been the best advice that I've had.
All right, so have two computers, one that you go online with and one that you don't.
One sacrifice computer. Yeah.
All right. So so thanks again, Marcel. So that was advice that Marcel got, Paul, but you're sort of making a face here that might want to challenge that. You don't think that you have to go that far, keep one computer offline?
No, you don't have to. And some people do. And it's usually people that obtain movies and music illegitimately off mm-hmm. the net. So they
that
will have.
That doesn't happen, does it?
not in Canada, but
yeah,
it happens
right.
in other places in the world. But usually people that do that, yes, they do have one computer that they sacrifice. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that is you have to be knowledgeable enough to now restore that computer when it does get infected with a virus. You have mm-hmm. to go ahead and reinstall Windows on it and then put all the programs back on it. And you got to keep your data backed up. So it's you know, is your time not worth that mm-hmm. much, you know? So what I suggest is, sure, you can have one computer in the background that will have your you know, mission important programs running, and you can have one on the internet, but I still feel that both of them should have some sort of protection installed on them, especially the one that's on the internet.
Right.
Even though you do all the work on the other one, you still go on the internet to update information, and there mm-hmm. are still ways for viruses to come into the computer and affect that data. Then now you're going to have to go back and put it into the secondary computer. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
No, I don't think it's worth spending the money to get another computer and go
right.
through all the trouble where you can just get Norton for $40 in.
Not to mention you're going to have to manually transfer files between the computers
yep.
and it can, you know, yep. really add to your time, let alone your wallet book. Lynn, before we go to the next call, I wanted to ask you, we were talking before the show that if you get infected with some sort of virus, you can go to Symantec's website and do a scan for free. Is that right? Even if you don't have the 24-hour real-time protection.
Absolutely. So if you go onto our website, there's a security check on there. So if any of the callers out there think, hey, maybe my PC does have some malicious code, some malware, you know, I might have spam, viruses, whatever. You can actually, we'll go in and we'll just scan your PC and let you know if there's anything on there that needs to be addressed.
Okay, and that there's no cost at that. And for that. And I know also, Lynn, when there's a really big virus that comes out, not only will Symantec do that scan for you, but I know that you can often download a fix for that one particular thing if it's a real biggie.
Absolutely.
For free as well, mm-hmm. which is nice to see. And Symantec's huge. Aren't they like the fourth, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't they the fourth biggest software company in the world?
Yeah, we are. And we have, the nice thing about Symantec is we have 20,000 sensors worldwide that are just going out and looking at threats, collecting information about threats. So that's when a threat does break, we can push definitions or, you know, code that fixes it right away.
Wow. When you're that big, you can have 20,000 sensors, you call it?
Yeah. Okay. We're just monitoring 20,000 sensors. Yeah.
All right. We got to take a short break. When we return, going back to the lines. And don't forget, the last caller is going to get our last copy of Norton Internet Security 2008. Keep those calls coming. They're really good today. But it is 1241. Let's visit with the CFRB Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. Today's Tech Talk, I concede, is not the sexiest of shows with, you know, when we look at the coolest digital cameras and sleek little MP3 players or those gorgeous LCD screens that you mount to the wall. Today, it's more about necessary evil. It's about securing your computer and, more importantly, the files that reside on it. You don't want that feeling of going to your computer one day and looking at your files and they're gone. They're just wiped out because of a nasty virus or some other malicious activity going on in cyberspace where someone deletes everything you've got or steals your identity. You don't want that to happen. So proactively, you should be having security software, which often includes anti-spyware and antiviruses and other protection against malicious types out there in cyberspace, because they're there. We're joined by Lynn Hargrove from Symantec and Paul Sazdoff from Geek Squad, the 24-hour computer support task force folks. And welcome back to the show. We're giving away some great software as well. But let's go back to the lines. We're hearing from you. What concerns you have, what questions you've got about running antivirus software and other security software. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. You know who's been waiting the longest? It's Mary Brecken. Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling.
Hi there.
From Brecken, I should say. Sorry.
I'm calling from Brecken. Yes, it's
sorry.
Aurelia. May I ask one quick question before my real question?
Sure, quickly,
and that is,
please.
Is it advisable to turn off your computer when you're not using it, and if you're going away for the weekend or something, to unplug it? Is that a good safety measure or unnecessary?
Paul?
Yeah, it's a good safety measure, yes, because
okay.
you never know when there may be a power surge and whatnot. So.
Okay, now my real question is, I've got a Dell computer with Simpatico, and I used to have McAfee, but I had a tune-up last July. It's a two-year-old computer. I had a tune-up last July by a technician, and now I've got Norton on it, and it's Symantec, I believe it is. And lately, when I go on my computer on a Monday evening, it seems to be updating it automatically, which is fine. But the first time it happened, it was going on, and it was like checking, and it was like over an hour. It was like 357,957 files, and they were always saying there was one thing that they had to check.
Mm-hmm.
So I was alarmed, or I didn't know what it was the first time. I called my daughter. She said, "Oh, just close it down. You don't have to worry about it." So I did, and then I went into Norton and checked it, and it said that all my things were secure. And every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good question. Maybe because you prematurely shut down the scan. But Lynn, maybe you, what do you think when a customer is seeing a scan going on for very long? Is there a problem there, or is there a way you can have that go on when you're sleeping, for example?
Oh, absolutely. And I would definitely go on and just update your definitions from our website. Just you might have a piece of malicious code in there that we might have a fix for on the website. So go today and just download our latest, what we call mm-hmm. definitions or fixes.
Right. And you can set up your software to do it automatically. So at a certain time of day, it can go online and get the latest updates instead of you having to manually click live update. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And I would recommend that everybody just let us do mm-hmm. that automatically, so then no one forgets.
Now, many moons ago, to also help answer her question, I remember a long time ago when I was doing a scan with my virus software, the reason why I kept restarting again is because the screensaver or something kept kicking in. It hasn't happened in many years, but I think that was one of the reasons. Anything else that would cause, aside from having so many files, which maybe not be the case, is there another reason, Lynn or Paul, that why the scan can go on this long and she's, you know, getting stressed out about it?
Well, it all depends on how many files they have on the computer, right? So the more pictures, the more documents, the more music, the more movies they have, mm-hmm. the longer the scan's going to take. It also has to tie into the speed of the hard drive. I mean, if you have an older hard drive and it hasn't been defragmented in many years, or mm-hmm. if you haven't cleaned it and whatnot, yeah, the scan can take about a couple hours.
Okay, so that's not unusual.
No, it's
okay.
not.
All right, let's go to Clara from downtown. Thanks for calling, Clara.
Hello, Mark. I'm glad to get through.
Great.
I'm having a problem installing Norton.
Okay.
What would be the problem?
Oh, so what issues are you having when you pop in the disk and follow the on-screen instructions?
Well, no, I'm doing it from my carrier, from Rogers.
Okay, so you're using the Norton antivirus software that comes with the Rogers High Speed?
Yes, that's correct.
I haven't installed that one before. Lynn, does it work the same way as the boxed versions of Symantec software?
Yeah, it should. Can you describe what you're seeing? Or
well, they're just telling me that something is blocking from installing.
Do you have another piece of software on that PC? Do you have another firewall, for example?
I did, but I removed it.
Mm.
Sometimes when you remove a program, it leaves small bits of code that you actually will have to get a removal tool for. And I would recommend that you use a removal tool first. That often happens when you have another piece of, perhaps you had another competitive antivirus program or something like that, and it still thinks that there's pieces of it on your PC.
I did have the McAfee.
Okay, so McAfee, yeah. So if you go to the McAfee website, they may have a, because I know Symantec has it, they have a removal tool that will scan your computer and take out any sort of residual files that you don't need anymore. So perhaps McAfee has that as well. Lynn, you think they might?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, great question. Before we go to our next break, Paul, just quickly, for those who don't know where to start to do all that, is this something that Geek Squad would do? They'll come see what error message you're getting and try to fix it.
Yeah, we do offer those services. We offer, system tune-ups, antivirus installation, cleanups, and so on. We can reinstall the whole operating system, help you with the printers. We also offer training as well on how to use the software that you have installed. That's definitely something we can do. And if you find that the home prices are too steep for you, then you can always take the PC to any of the Best Buy stores, and they can do the work there. Also, if you plan on purchasing antivirus software from anytime soon, then I would certainly go to Best Buy, because the technicians that work in the store, they can install the software for you for like $10 or $20.
Oh, so, great to know. Good to know.
It's
okay. Sorry, I got to cut you off. We have to take one last break, Paul. But when we return, we'll give the Geek Squad website address out, and we'll talk a little bit more with Lynn from Symantec about the Norton products. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. We are continuing our discussion on protecting your computer. In 2008, we're joined by Symantec and Geek Squad. We've got Lynn and Paul here, respectively. Let's go back to the lines and chat with Susan, who's got a question about filing income tax online. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Oh, hi.
Thanks for calling.
I am very concerned about giving my personal information, particularly my social insurance number, on the internet. And I'm currently running AVG security, and I don't know if I have the best system.
Okay, so AVG, I know they have a free option, but that's another...
And that's what I have.
Oh, so you're using AVG free edition. So Lynn, any thoughts on the... There are, I think, one or two free software packages on the internet that help to fight viruses and worms and whatnot. Obviously, I'm asking Lynn, who works for Symantec, what her thoughts are on that. But I'm sure you can give me a nice objective answer.
Look, I'm quite willing to pay for another system, but I don't know what one to choose.
Okay, so it's a good question. Very good question, Susan.
Well, certainly your question about what we call transaction security, which is protecting your social insurance number, all your personal information online, is very relevant, and it's a great question. I would say that I'm not as familiar with AVG. I know that they are basic antivirus software. I don't believe that they have transaction security built in.
Mm-hmm.
A product like Norton Internet Security does have that. And what that is it encrypts or hides your personal information as it goes across. So it will not release your, address, your name, your social insurance, your Visa card, things like that. And I would definitely encourage you, before you go and file your taxes online, go to our free security check, like I mentioned, off our website. So go to the Symantec.com site and just do the free security scan to make sure you don't have any malicious code, any bad stuff on your PC before you file. But definitely, if you're filing your taxes, you're online banking, you're doing any of those things, you're shopping online, transaction security is the next layer of security that everybody should have.
Thank you, Lynn. All right, our last caller of the day on Tech Talk and the winner of Norton Internet Security 2008, which includes that identity watch for you, is Marianne from Dundas. Marianne, congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for calling today.
That's terrific. Well, I am using Norton 2006 Internet Security.
There you go.
And I just wondered, is it necessary on top of that to install anti-spyware and anti-adware?
Okay, so let's talk about, we mentioned spyware earlier, Lynn and Paul, but we didn't explain what it is exactly. What is spyware? Because it's kind of an umbrella term, right?
Spyware is absolutely an umbrella term. So it can, you know, be anything from those people wondering how you're surfing online and sending back information to marketers, to more malicious activity and things that can be, you know, a Trojan horse or a sneaky piece of software that goes underneath your PC and allows your personal information to be sent back. It has a lot of different forms. If you're running our 2006 product, I would highly recommend, you know, every couple of years you should really update your system with our software, just because we're always producing software for the next threat, and spyware, adware, all those things can slow down your system significantly. Mm-hmm. So you definitely should have something that protects you from that, as well as threats are emerging, they're evolving, we're seeing different threats now. So the software that fights them needs to be the most up to date.
And
so
go ahead, I'm sorry.
You don't need to add extra anti-spyware programs and adware programs onto your computer as well as Norton?
So with Lynn, the version she has, it was straight antivirus. Mm-hmm. But the newer versions of antivirus, like the one we gave away to our first caller today, has anti-spyware built in.
Right.
Right. So, but the one she just won has both.
Right. She'll be protected.
Okay. All right. Now, Paul, finally, any quick tips for those who don't know how to protect their computer? Where to start?
You know what? I'd say just be cautious. Just watch what you do online, first of all. Get an antivirus solution, no matter which one you go with. Talk to a professional. Talk to somebody that knows this and get their advice.
Okay. And when in doubt, call Geek Squad. Geeksquad.ca. And you make house calls within the GTA area.
Actually, we're not nationwide, so you can go geeksquad.ca or 1-800-GEEKSQUAD, and you can inquire about your area. But yes, we service the GTA and, you know, Ottawa, Montreal, Quebec, whatever.
Okay, great. Geeksquad.ca will take you to the Canadian site. Paul Sazdoff from Geek Squad, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having
me. And Lynn Hargrove from Symantec, thank you very much again. And so just to clarify, Norton is the name of the product. The company is Symantec. If you want to go to the Symantec website, it's SYMANTEC.com. Coming up next, Christina Chernesky, and I'm not going to even try to spell your last name.
No, don't. Well, actually, you know, it's phonetic.
Is it?
It is phonetic, Chernesky, but everybody still, they all panic as soon as they hear more than one syllable. You know how it is, right? Coming up, Wilson Estates lawyer Les Kotzer, he's coming through. We've got the health show today. We'll be talking about arthritis and, of course, lots of other great things to take care of. And it all starts in moments.
Excellent. Thank you, Christina. It's coming up next after 1 p.m. here on News Talk 1010 CFRB after the news and weather and traffic. Dwayne Bishop, and before him, Dean Quilandi and Jill Malbouf. Thank you very much, all of you guys, for putting on a great show today. Any questions? TechTalk@CFRB.com. Stay tuned for Christina Chernesky coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.